You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a program from our archives. This season, cherry blossoms are blooming in Japan and elsewhere around the world. In Japanese culture, cherry blossoms, or sakura, have served as a reminder that life is brief and beauty fleeting. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Kazuo Kodama is counselor for public affairs at the Japanese Embassy in Washington, D.C.
I think in Japan, we very much cherish a deep sense of melancholy in the presence of the ephemeral, the sense of uncertainty or transitoriness, which is represented by the sakura flowers at the height of its beauty for a very short period of time. No sooner does the sakura reach full bloom than it begins to shed its blossoms. When I look at the flowering cherry blossoms, I always feel a sheer beauty of the flower itself, and at the same time, inherently, I feel this will not last long. And this is a fact of life, and especially in the olden Japan, at the time of wars and the battles among the clans fighting each other, samurai warrior, when they look at the flower, they may think, tomorrow I will not be able to enjoy it. So this sort of melancholiness and also joy of looking a full bloom flowers, I think, do coexist.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.